If you struggle to obey what God says in the Bible, you might just need a whole heart transplant. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. In the Bible, the story of Ezekiel is an example of how God can transform even the hardest of hearts. Even when people are faithless or disobedient towards Him, He remains faithful and loving. And it's exactly the same with us today. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we have been given a new heart, one that's capable of loving God and following His ways. So, if you're struggling to let go of your rebellious attitude or feeling stuck in a spiritual rut, today's poem is for you. It's called Heart Transplant by Savannah Coleman. Remove from me this heart of stone. I know I'm more than these dry bones. Create in me a heart that's clean, a steadfast spirit willing. Restore your joy unto me, morning mercies covering. Rebuild the rubble heaped around, a garden where new life is found. You alone can make me live, mending fast with breath and skin. Hope once dead, revived again. Cleanse me from this guilt and sin. A broken heart you won't despise. I'm made righteous in your eyes. By the blood of Jesus shed for me, now I'm yours eternally. So, what does this poem make you think of? God called Ezekiel to be a prophet to the Israelites. Even though they were constantly faithless to God, God remained faithful to them, like we read in 2 Timothy 2:13. In His holiness, God judged their unholiness and idolatry. Yet He was always willing to draw them back to His heart, no matter how much they rebelled. He promised to give them a new heart and spirit, removing their hearts of stone and giving them hearts of flesh. That's in Ezekiel 36, verse 26. And this promise is also for us today. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, He cleanses us from our sin, and He gives us His Holy Spirit, who enables us to love God, love others, and follow God's good ways. If you've put your trust in Jesus, it's true that you'll still struggle with sin until Jesus returns. But it's also true that all your sins are forgiven and you have a new heart. If you want to know more about trusting Jesus, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. How have you seen the Holy Spirit at work in your life? In Psalm 51, David pours out his heart in repentance to the Lord because of his sins of adultery and murder. He knew that he had sinned greatly, but God's mercy was even greater. Consider taking some time to bring to God any sins that come to mind, following David's example in Psalm 51. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 51, verse 10, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Psalm 51, of course, and then Ezekiel chapter 36, 16 through chapter 37, verse 14, and 2 Corinthians 5:17 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Is there something you've been learning from the Bible that you would like to share with others? Well, go to unlocked.org and tap Write for Us in the menu to find out how you can send in your own story. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, why Jesus so often spoke in parables. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.